of the brains.
That yesh munochim apiyak deira, that's like staying there in the bottom of the skull. So min hapulim ulefnin kelefnim. Anything that's above these beings, that's considered like the brains itself. There the nekev is the mashu. But min hapulim ulechutz, anything below these two, like some is a piece of meat there, but looks like beans, that's kelechutz, it's called like outside. That there has lecha like the shed room that the Treifa says by Psukef Revivit was cut. But a Pulamatsmoy, the place of the two beans itself, any day I'm not sure what halach was that, like the Moyach, like the Shedra. The Mercedes of Mustafa, the Svara goes, Kilifnim, that's also considered like the Moyach itself, that the Treifa will be, was a Mashu. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah Bodak Biufa, Rabbi Yirmiyah tried to check this out by an oif, by a bird, he opened up the brains. The Ashka Kiminchne Pulim, and he found like a piece that looked like two beans there. Munochim Apiakdera, like he checked this out by a bird and was able to find the makam of these two beans by the place of the brains. So the two beans and upwards is called like the Moyach itself, and below that is fitted like the Shedra, that the trace will only be with a Psuka when Rav is cut through. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah, Nikev Halev Lebeit Chalolan. If there's a hole in the heart that goes into the cavity in Lebeit Chalolan of the lave, that's considered a treifa. Tzmar says, Boi Rebzer, Rebzer has a shot like this. Lebeit Chalokotan, does it mean to say in the small cavity of the heart? Or Lebeit Chalogodal, or else does it mean to say, no, the big cavity, the large cavity of the heart? Is that the Mokim where a Nekev makes a treifa? Rashi says cholul godu means chalal ha'emsoi, means the middle cavity. Or else Kotim Rashi says harbe chadon k'tan, there are a lot of small cavities there. Yesh tesov, around like the big artery, there are a lot of small ones. So that's a shayla, where is the treifa of neck of halev with a mashu? Samar says omalei abaye, abaye says back, mighty boloch, what's your shayla, mighty boloch, mighty boloch. Milet nan, didn't we learn also that Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Ad Shetinok of Lebeis HaSamfunis, he knows that the treifa is only if the hole goes into the Beis HaSamfunis. That's where the big arteries are like. That's where the treifa is. And the Omer Rabba Bar Tachlifa, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Ad Shetinok of Lesimsum Godol, it means the big artery, Lesimsum Godol. So what do you see? That when he says Lebeis HaSamfunis of the lathe, the treif is only, he goes into the big one. If so, the Churikash was here also. When it says, Nikav HaLev LeBeis Chaloloi, Sheetad means the big cavity of the heart. So one says, no, Hochi Yashu, what's one have to do with the other? Hosom LeBeis HaSam Funis Ketoni. Here it says clearly that the Nekev is only, according to Shim, is only treif. If it goes into some funis, into the arteries of the heart itself. So there the Pshat is Lehechud, the Shavchi, some funis, some funois kulo. Pshita, there means to say is only into the big artery where all the blood flows. That's the mokim of treif according to Rabbi Shimon. But for Hochor, the according to the Tanakhama that it says, Nikav Alev Lebeis Chaloloi, it just says as long as the nekev goes into the cavity of the heart. So Lebeis Chaloloi Ketoni, if so, Mali Cholo Godo, Mali Cholo Koton. What's the difference with the big cavity or the small cavity? Could be either place. If a nekev, you have a small hole, no matter how small the hole is. If the hole goes through into the cavity of the heart, in the chnami, that's a treifus. Even into the halal, kotem. Now the Gemara says, kona halev. What's the halacha of the kona of the lev, of the artery, like going into the heart? Like kona. So Rav Amar b'mashu. Rav says that as a halacha like the lev itself, and therefore nekev, even of the mashu, also makes a treifa. Even b'mashu is called a treifa. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, berubai. Shmuel says, no, it's only a treifa if it goes into Rav of the Kona. It has a loch of the Kona. It's not halacha of the Lev yet, it's still a loch of the Kona. And by the Kona, the treifa is only Psuka Gageris, is Beruba. Smur says, now, Hai Niu Kona Lev. Where exactly is the Machlekis? Like, where is this Kona Halev? Where is considered the artery that's the Machlekis if it has a loch of the Lev yet? Or does it have a loch of the Kona that's only Bepsuka? Samura says, Omer Rava by Yitzchak, Omer Rav, Chaylev Shagabi Defanas. It means the fats that are on the sides that are above the sides, that's where the shayla is. It goes along the walls of the heart, the walls of the chest. Samara says, Tefanas Fakadati, you mean to say the walls along the chest, is that the pshat? That's not part of the lave, if it goes along the walls of the chest. That's not the lave, so what's the shayla to be part of the lave? Ela rather means to say, Shagabe Doifnereya, means to say the fats or the arteries that go along, like between the lungs. That's called the Karnalev. This artery that goes between the walls of the lungs, near the lungs, that's the Machloikis. Does it have a loch of the Karna, or does it have a loch of a chilik of the lave already? Omra Meimah Mishmeid Rav Nachman, Tlosa Karni Hevi. I tell you, there are three different arteries over there. They're like three main arteries that lead into the heart. So Chad Porosh Aliva, one goes straight into the heart. The Chad Porosh Lareya, one goes to the lung. The Chad Porosh Lekabda, and one goes to the liver. So it's like this: the Reya Kareya, the corner that goes into the lungs, has a locha like the Reya itself. The Kabda, the one that goes into the liver, Kabda has the same locha like the liver. Has to be Nitla Kula to make the Trefa. The Liba, but the corner of the artery that goes into the heart, Here it's a machlokes, whether it has a loch like the lay, there's a mashu with a neck of mashu, or they still have a loch like the kona, it's peruba. Now, mar bachiyah mas nitchilah the opposite way, that the reya kekabda, the one going into the heart, to the lungs, have a loch like the covid, like the liver, there's only two of those things taken out. The kabda kereya, and the one going into the liver has a loch like the reya, like the lungs. And the liba, but the one going into the lave, that's pligot, that's the machlokes. Samar says, also Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, Omro l'shmaita de Rav kaim l'shmuel, said of a loch of Rav in front of Shmuel, Omro said, he hoch yom ab, this is the way Yab said, lo yada v'treifus lo klum, he does know the loch, he does know hilchus treifus. So he said over this loch of Rav in front of Shmuel, again that Rav says that by the kona ha-lave, the treifus is the mashu, and Shmuel holds no, it's only Beruba. So said Rav's halacha over in front of Shmuel. So Shmuel said back, if that's the way you hold, you should know you're wrong, like Lo Yod of Treifus Leklum, because Shmuel himself holds no, that the Kona Leiv has a halacha like the Kona still, and therefore the Treifus is only Beruba. Then it says in the Mishnah, Nishbru HaShedra, let's say the spine was broken, that's also a Treifa. So turn around, Baruch, like this, Chut HaShedra Shenifshat Beruba, that the Chut HaShedra, that's the middle part of the spinal cord that goes down. So chut hashedra shenifsa beruba, if most of it, if it's cut across, right of it, that makes a treifa. Tiva Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Yaakov Raimano afilu nikov, even if there's a small hole in the spinal cord, that also makes a treifa. Now hoira Rebbe k'Rebbe Yaakov. Rebbe paskin like Rebbe Yaakov, that the treifa, the treifas, of a spinal cord is benekif. Omer Rav Huna said, "Ain't a loch like Rabbi Yaakov. They're not possible like Rabbi Yaakov. It's not the mashu, but rather chura. It's only beruba." Now the Gemara says, "The kamaruba. So how much of the spinal cord? What's called right of it? What's called the majority of it that was cut through? So Rav Rama roiv oiroi. That means the roiv of the skin. That's called roiv oiroi. Roiv of the skin." That goes around the spinal cord, if that's broken, if that's cut through, that makes the treifa. For Yarmulah, some say no, Rav Meichoi. It has to be the majority of the Meich, of the inside part of it, of the membrane, the inside part, that has to be cut through. Now, Man Diyama Rav Meichoi, the one that says Rav Meichoi is enough to make the treifa, Koshchen Rav Oroi. That like Rav Meichoi, the inside Rav, that's smaller than the Rav of the skin. So if you have a nekev, a hole, or a cut that goes through roiv of the mayach, for sure that's a treifus of roiv. Then for sure roiv oiroi is a treifah, because roiv oiroi, the skin is a bigger cut. But the man the yomer roiv oiroi, the one that says roiv oiroi, that the treifah is only if you cut through roiv of the skin, then the shal will be roiv mayachamai. What would we hold if the cut did not go through the skin, but only went through roiv of the mayach, roiv of the marrow inside it? Whereas the marrow inside was cut through, but the skin is still showing, so will be the locha. Toshima, the oma nivloi omarafuna, ruba shomroi roiv oiroi. It has to be roiv of the skin. Now, Moyer Zeh Lemalav Lemoret, according to the Shita, his only trait was if he cut through a robe of the skin, but if he didn't cut through the skin, just the Moyer, just the marrow inside was cut through, that's not called a treifus. Rav Nosin Bar Avin Hevi Yosef Kaimi the Rav. He was sitting in front of Rav. Bodak Baroi Boiroi. He checked out Taka the spinal cord to see if it was cut through rave of the skin. The Kabodak Baroi Moicha. He also checked on a case where the skin was not cut, was it cut through rave of the Moich, the marrow inside. So Omalei said back to Manashach, like in Rav Oira Kayim, Moich Zeinam Alevinam Oirit. Manashach, once you checked out the skin and rove of the skin is carrying, there's no hole, cut through rove of the skin, and echnam is not malo meirid. No matter how much of the meyach was cut through, it's not called a treifa. Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Yishua Ben Levi, nismarech tosol, if the meyach, if the marrow inside the spinal cord became nismarech and became like liquefied, it's possible it's also treifa. Nismasmeis, let's say it became just softened, it's also possible. Both of them look like a trait for the animal's puzzle. Smar explains, Ezeyu ham rocha v'yezeyu ham samosa. What's the difference? Hamako means, okay, liquefied, kol she nishpach akiton. It could be spilled out, it flows out like from a jar. Mismatas, what does that mean? Kol she in the yochol amid. It means, it became so soft, it cannot stand straight up. See, either one of these things too happens to the mayach. Inside the member, inside the spinal cord, that's also called a trefa. Boy Reb Yirmiya, and Yochu Lama Bifnei Kovdoi Mai Teiku. What's going to be if the spinal cord cannot stand up because it's so heavy? Then what? Is that a trefa or not? Senechlami, that's a Teiku, that's a Shaila. Rashi, the case is Shu'av the cover, the animal itself is very thick and heavy. I will learn this Rachim Mifnim, it didn't get softened inside. So Ma Choyli Yoseh Shechbidu. Is it sickness that it became so heavy? Or maybe no, as long as it didn't get softened or liquefied, maybe it's not called a treifa, maybe because sure, that remains a teiku. Now, Bei Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said, Nismas meis posel. And Echnami, if it's Nismas means it became softened, then it's posel. But Nismas meis kosher. It only became Nismas meis, that's still kosher. Rashi says the smazim is nisroikin. It came a little bit empty there. It came a little bit hollow. Meha moyach miksosim elov. Like part of the marrow itself became hollowed. There's a hole there, like. So that's still kosher. That's not a treifa. As long as it becomes soft, liquefied, that's still kosher. On this meister, I have a question. It says Hashem and Allah Zoraimel. Behemosh and nismazmeis moicha treifa. The behemoth that by the moyach became a little empty there. It's a treifa. So how come you say it's kosher? And Gemara, he nismas mezit mechlam. There, it's not that it became empty, but it means it came soft and liquefied. That's the treifas over there. But the Gemara still says, "Ain't it's not that way?" Volevi have a yosef bei mesus. Levi was sitting by the bathhouse. Chozilu gavri saw this person. The tri of the resh was moving his head. Omri says nismas mez moichin idan. That this person's brain's like it's a little bit empty there. So Chulav didn't even mean to say the loichai is not going to lift. You see, just being empty a little bit is also called a treifa. Omer Abayi, that's not what he meant to say. Loi, loi mishen emelit. Only meant to say he won't be able to give birth to this person. Yeah. See, this is daf yemem heyem beis in the bottom. Again, the Gemara says ad heichem chut hashedra. How long, how far down does the spinal cord extend? That the chut hashedra itself, we have in the Mishnah, it's a treifa. If it's nifsak ruba, if it got cut through, right of it. The question is, how far down is the spinal cord? Some Rav Yudi says, Omar Shmuel, ad bein apashis. It goes, extends until it starts to branch off. Bein apashis means that the spinal cord goes down straight, that it comes down near the tail like, it starts to spread out. It's up until the place where it starts to branch off, where the nerves branch off, that's also called the chut hashedra. So Rav Dimi ba Yitzchak hevi koboi lemezu vechuzoi. He wanted to go to the place of vechuzoi. Is Aisi le gedi? So Osi le kame. He came. He asked the kame of Rav Yehuda. He came in front of Rav Yehuda. Is omlet. He told Rav Yehuda lech voli mar bein apashis. Heicha. Hey, please show me in an animal where exactly is this branch off of the nerves that the chutz ha-shetra stops? Like, show it to me. So as he told him, okay, zil isali gedi, go bring me a fet, give me a kid. Siachlecha, and I'll show it to you exactly like where the nerves branch off, where the end of the chutz ha-shetra is. So that was isali gedi shemena. So he brought him a fat kid. Omalei said to him, no, it's no good. He said to him that b'li yitfei, like since it's so fat, it's sunk in, and you can't tell, it's too sunk in the parshias, you can't tell where the nerves end. L'yodi. So I said, kochish, okay, so he brought him a lean one, he brought him a lean kid. His omalei said to him, so b'li yitfei, it's also no good. It's like sticking out too much, and also you can't tell clearly, b'li yitfei, you can't tell clearly exactly where this Beina Pashi saw. So Omle said to him, if so, he says, to Agmecho Gemara. Let me just teach you from like the Gemara how we learn it. I won't show it to you, but I'll teach it to you. That Hoch Yomashmud is what Shmuel says, Ad Achas Trefa. That if the Chutz HaShedra, the spinal cord, where only one nerve branches off, that's still called the Chutz HaShedra. And if it sniffs like there, it's called the Trefa. So Ad Achas Trefa. Shlishis Kshera, where the third like nerve branches off, that for sure is already the end of the Chutz HaShedra, that is Kshera. But Shniyah, where the second nerve branches off, then any Adaya, that is not sure if that's still considered the Chutz HaShedra or not. So he has a suffix, but the second one is still a suffix. So it says, Boyi Rav Huna, Breda Rav Shur. Huna Rav Shur has a question like this. Shai this. Yatapadav Mem Vov.